Approaching vessel. This is Captain Marley of Space Cruiser Regent. Repeat, this is Captain Marley of Space Cruiser Regent. Please identify yourself. I repeat, please identify yourself. You are approaching a primary quadrant zone without identification. Unless you state otherwise, I must assume you approach without the necessary authorization. Cut your engines immediately or prepare to be fired upon. Computer, prepare vessel for combat readiness. Lock main cannons on unknown vessel, but do not fire until final authorization is key-coded. Unknown vessel, you have been targeted by the Regent's main laser cannons. Unless you identify yourself, I will be forced to fire upon you. Respond immediately or I fire. What? Please repeat. Your transmission is unclear. Unknown vessel, I... Who are you? I don't seem to be able to...
Doctor Who, Marinus Alone, written by Darren Jordan with Vitol Tietze, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Kane Major as Guy Anwar, and Sharon Marie Brown as Isabel McDaniels. Part 1.
Thank you. Well, quite a crowd we have here today, and it seems pretty obvious why. When I received funding from the University of Oxford Apoxis 2 years ago to undertake an anthropological study of Marinus, it was a planet only few academics were aware of. I expected my findings to be relayed to readership of about 4 people, and that was both being hopeful and including myself as one of the 4. But, of course, things have changed over the last month. There probably isn't a single person in the United Galaxy now who isn't aware of the name Marinus. And, as the only outsider to have been there in quite some time, and the author of the only known academic study of the planet, I've been somewhat under scrutiny of late from the variety of groups including worried families, uncertain governments, and action-orientated military forces. And I can tell you all today exactly what I've told each of them. I'm an anthropologist. My study of Marinus is an academic work, and I don't know what caused the military insurgence of the Marinus people. And I certainly have no insight into why a forgotten planet has been able to conquer half the United Galaxy in little less than a month. Whatever has happened, it happened after I left Marinus. So I'm afraid all I can present to you today are my own findings about the culture's witch.
Guy, keep the audience under control while I attend to Miss McDaniels.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain in your seats. I repeat, please remain in your seats. Everything is under control. A doctor is currently attending to Miss McDaniels, and the culprit behind this attack upon our academic community has already been detained. There's nothing to fear. Thank you. I'm Professor Anwar, visiting lecturer from the University of TARDIS. Now, while Miss McDaniels is being attended to, I'll be reading to you from my own lecture series on creative writing. Now, normally we'd begin with points about the construction of the opening chapter, but instead, I'd like to talk to you today about the importance of writing what we call the second instalment. This is the point at which we shift gears a little. Having hooked our readers with a heart-stopping and mysterious opening chapter, having got them curious on about 6 different levels, having established areas of peril for our protagonists, and indeed having established our protagonists, and an unknown foe, we find ourselves in a very solid position to keep them reading.
And to keep our perspective published. Miss McDaniels? Miss Isabel McDaniels?
But we can't move forward to yet another chapter.
Yes?
It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm the Doctor, and the gentleman doing such a good job of distracting your audience over there is my companion Guy.
What are you? Mormons or something?
No.
Hang on. You're a doctor. Somebody shot me.
A low-level stun ray, totally harmless. All light show and little effect, really. You may be a little groggy right now, but you'll feel perfectly normal again in a few minutes.
But who would want to...
shoot you? Well, me, of course. I need your help, and it was a case of either sitting through your entire lecture series and lining up for question time at the end, or just zapping you with a space ray at the get-go.
What?
Don't get me wrong, I certainly am keen to hear your lecture series, but I'm afraid time is of the essence. The armies of Marinus are fast encroaching upon all civilized planets in this part of the galaxy, and we need to stop them.
We?
Yes, you, me, and Guy. I have a plan, you see, but I'm rather afraid my knowledge of Marinus is a tad rusty. I have been there before, but it was a long time ago. I need an expert, and I'm rather afraid that you are the only one available.
Get away from me this instant. I don't know what you are, what you think.
I am sorry, but I really had better get us out of here before that stun blast wears off completely. The last thing I'd want is to cause a scene. Here, put this on.
What? What are you doing? A Marinus travel bracelet? Where did you get that?
As I said, I've been to Marinus before, but this bracelet has been adapted somewhat, as was the one I wear and the one Guy's wearing. The geographical range has been significantly boosted, and they now traverse time as well as space.
I don't know where you came from, but as soon as the security get a hold of you, I'll make sure you never...
Guy, we're activating the bracelets now.
Oh no, we aren't, you lousy.
At which point we end the lesson, for now. One last tip before I go. Don't ever let them leave your company without giving them something to remember you by. See you in the funny pages, folks.
What in the... where are we?
Marinus, some 14 centuries into your past.
I don't believe it. I visited this place during my travels across Marinus, but it was in ruins then.
Yeah, time has a habit of doing that. Isn't that right, Doctor?
But this is impossible. This is the city of the Vord.
At the height of its power, when they first challenged the machine known as the Conscience of Marinus, and forced its custodians to remove it from the mainland to an island sanctuary, and scatter its micro-key components throughout the many varied societies of this world.
You speak of one of the folklores of this planet, the Tale of the Keys of Marinus.
The way I heard the story, it's a little more than folklore and a whole lot to do with the problems the people of your time have been having with the armies of Marinus.
This makes no sense. Time travel isn't possible, everybody knows that. And even if it were, why would you kidnap me from a lecture theatre just to deposit me here, of all places?
As I said before, I have a plan for stopping the armies of Marinus, but I need your help.
To do what, exactly?
Well, for one thing, to guide us. I was more or less able to concoct destination coordinates for this place and time based on the sources at my disposal, but I certainly don't know my way around.
And I don't even know what's going on, but I'm getting very good at improvising.
Is this some sort of comedy double act? Look, if what you say is true, and we are where and when you say we are, then we need to get out of here pretty damn fast.
I'm sorry?
You will be, believe me. The Vord are cold-blooded killers. In their prime, they were the most hated and feared group on the Marinus. They hated outsiders, despised anyone not of their culture, and killed anyone invading their territory on sight.
And we've just dropped ourselves smack bang in the middle of their evil empire?
Ah, well, this is exactly the sort of thing I need you here for, Miss McDaniels. I'm sure with this sort of information we should be able to...
To Della with this, I'm out of here. My bracelet isn't working.
It's a failsafe the Doctor built in. We need to activate all three of them at the same time, otherwise they won't...
Don't shoot. I'm an anthropologist.
Outside is apprehended in Sector 7, Leader.
In Sector 7? How did they get past our outer perimeter?
I do not know.
Bring them to Turbine Central for immediate processing.
At once, Leader.
Interesting. They do not wear the uniform of the Golden Voice.
No, Leader. But if they are not of the Army of the Golden Voice, then what are they doing here?
A most perplexing question indeed. Ah, but I think I see how they circumvented our defenses and infiltrated as far as Sector 7.
Travel bracelets. But our disruption engine should stop any such device from penetrating our city.
Our disruption engines always have in the past, but this is a new model of travel bracelet. Just look at the complexity of these workings. If the Golden Voice has access to technology like this, then we are in serious trouble.
These look to be prototypes, Leader. Their inner design is haphazard and chaotic.
True, but nonetheless, I feel we had best advance our attack plans. We cannot allow our enemy any manner of advantage over us, or else all of Marinus is doomed. We move at once. See to it that these three are transported to my personal transport.
Yes, Leader.
What level blast did you subdue them with?
Level 4. It seemed prudent, since they were an unknown quantity.
Very wise. That means we will not be able to revive them for some hours yet. By the time they wake, we will be ready to launch our attack.
Is it wise to take them into the front lines, Leader? They are still an unknown quantity.
At best, they may provide our attack with some hitherto unseen advantage. At worst, I shall have them fired upon again, this time at level 12. They will not disrupt our attack.
I pray that nothing will, for the sake of the Vord.
For the sake of the Vord, and the freedom of all of Marinus. Welcome back to consciousness. You choose not to speak? Very wise. I am Yartek, leader of the Vord. Anything you say that displeases me can result in your immediate death. By the same token, however, failure to answer any of my questions will also result in your immediate execution. What is your name?
Isabel McDaniels.
How did you infiltrate the outer defenses of the Vord city? You already know the consequences for refusing to answer me.
Forgive me. But I really have had a trying day. I'm not attempting to avoid the question, but in truth, I'm not the best person to answer it. There were two men with me. They brought me here against my will. I'm uncertain exactly how they transported me, or exactly where or when or how, or even why for that matter. Hence my slight pause before saying anything. Basically, I just don't know. Does that answer your question?
No.
Ah. Well, I really would advise you to ask one of the two men who were with me. Why not zap them back to life? I'm sure you'll get a lot more answers that way.
I will decide what to do and whom to ask.
Sure. You do that. Just trying to be helpful.
That bracelet you wear, is it a design of the Golden Voice?
The what?
You do not talk as one infected by the Golden Voice. Yet how is that possible? You wear no form of protection.
Protection? Look, I've come in somewhat late here. I know a little about the legends and folklore of Marinus, but if what that insane fellow over there told me is right, then this is part of my history. And that is something I'm not altogether familiar with. Social groupings, that's my thing. I'm an anthropologist.
A what?
An anthropologist, and possibly one from your future.
Ah, that is why you are unaffected by the Golden Voice. You are insane.
I'm what?
But how did a lunatic come to penetrate our defenses? It is most perplexing.
Hey, I object to being classified as insane. You barely even know me.
Perhaps it would be prudent to awaken your companions at this time. You have all been unconscious for some hours, and there is little time left before we reach the front line.
The front what? Are we in a vehicle? Are you taking us into battle?
Silence, crazed woman. I am Yartek, leader of the Vord. You will both state your name and purpose.
And good morning to you too. No breakfast in bed then?
I think it's best not to antagonize this one guy. I'm the Doctor, and this is Guy Anwar. We're here to track down a blueprint schematic of a computer device.
A what?
A machine. You probably know it best as the Conscience of Marinus, also referred to in some sources as the Golden Voice.
You are not affected by it?
No. These bracelets we wear transport us through time and space, but also have the benefit of protecting our minds from the effects of the machine.
This is the first I'm hearing about any of this. What's all this about?
Perhaps it'd be best to let the Doctor sort out the guy in the fetish suit before you leap in with your own questions.
Fetish suit?
Yeah, you know, the big leather...
He's referring to your outfit, the sacred suit of Vord.
This garment protects me from the effects of the Golden Voice. The antenna at the top of the suit intercepts the signals and grounds them through the suit's insulation. Do you know nothing of our war against the machine that steals our minds?
A little. I fear we're somewhat out of touch and lacking in information. When I first came to Marinus, I was told of a golden age when crime was eradicated through the use of a machine that stopped the evil impulses within people.
That is a lie. The machine does not stop evil. It controls people like puppets. There is no golden age here, only the total loss of freedom as all on Marinus fall to the control of the machine.
But why not you? I know you have your suit to protect you. But how could you design such a suit if you were susceptible to the machine in the first place?
The Vord are the criminals of Marinus. Those violent enough and devious enough were able to resist the machine's influence. We formed our own city, forged our own weapons, and set ourselves to war against the device to free all on Marinus from the control of the Golden Voice.
Our tasks are not dissimilar then. We seek to find a copy of the blueprint of the machine, or if possible to study the genuine article itself. It was inaccessible in the time period we just came from, surrounded by an army controlled by the Golden Voice. I'd hoped that here, in the time when the keys were first scattered, it might be possible to access the information I need to be able to design a counterwave and stop the device from leading the armies of Marinus into conquering the surrounding galaxy.
You too claim to be from the future?
Why are you listening to his claim after calling me crazy?
Oh, they always believe the Doctor. I guess he just has the knack of bullshit.
I last visited Marinus some 1,300 years into your future. While here, I witnessed the destruction of the conscience of Marinus. However, there were two custodians left to watch over its remains, old friends of mine by the name of Altos and Sabitha. They must have found a copy of it, the original schematics, and together, it seems, over the space of 100 years, they pieced the fragments of the machine together again. In 1,400 years' time, the machine will be reactivated and take control of every living thing on Marinus. It'll send an army out, carrying beacons to boost its signal, launching its control further and further as carrier signals are transmitted out through the receivers its army carries. If it succeeds, then soon this entire galaxy will consist of only one mind, one voice, that of Marinus alone.
Not if I have any say in it. Not if my attack succeeds.
Your attack?
Yes. You are in my personal transport. We will be arriving at the front line in but a few minutes. Our attacks have forced the custodians of the machine to flee to a small island off the coast of Marnion. We are pressing our advantage, and soon, very soon, the Vord will break through their defensive barriers. Then the conscience of Marinus shall be ours, and Marinus shall be free.
Not according to the history books.
We shall see. For my part, I shall choose to believe your story. Come with me up to the deck, where we may witness the final attack of the Vord for the freedom of Marinus.
Aren't you going to say you have a bad feeling about this, Doctor?
You didn't give me half a chance.
All the stories of the people of Marinus in my era describe the Vord as heartless killers, the ultimate villains, the sort of things parents frighten their children with stories about. They certainly aren't remembered as noble freedom fighters who sought to end oppression.
A few freedom fighters are. They're usually labelled terrorists or criminals, since their actions cut against the grain of the rest of their society's morals.
But in this case, that is kind of true, isn't it? I mean, this Vord leader actually admitted that he and his ranks are made up of the worst of the worst, that only the violent and the devious were able to resist the influence of the Marinus machine.
Yes, but it really does appear that they have the best interests of Marinus at heart.
Do you think that was also the case when you last visited here?
I don't know. At the time, I thought the Vord were trying to pervert what I'd been told was a tool of peace. Perhaps Yartek comes to see the nastier potential of the device at some future juncture. I'm really not sure.
Fascinating though this is, and I do mean that very sincerely, since my study of Marinus is lacking any direct empirical evidence of Vord society, so this is very useful to me. But, well, what exactly am I doing here?
We've been through this already. In your time period, the Marinus machine's been rebuilt. The machine itself, in some twisted attempt to bring peace to the universe, is flooding every sentient brain across the galaxy with its own thoughts, its own will. Soon there'll be no free will left, no thought that is not dictated by the Marinus machine. And that is something I cannot allow.
Hear, hear!
Indeed. Very rousing. But I repeat my question. What exactly am I doing here?
I need to build a counter device, an instrument that'll bounce the thought waves of the Marinus machine back onto itself and negate its effects. Unfortunately, to do so, I need specific information about the workings of the device. In your time period, the machine's too strong for us to go anywhere near it without being overcome by its power, even with the nullifying effect I built into these bracelets. My own ship's recently had its own mind damaged, so I can't bring it anywhere near Marinus in any time period without risking it being perverted. Thus, these bracelets take us back in time and to locations on Marinus where we can, hopefully, find access to or schematics of the Marinus machine. With that information, we can return to the future and put a stop to the madness once and for all.
What information existed in the TARDIS's databanks and in the Doctor's own diary suggested that this time zone, when the machine first came under the attack of the Vord and the keys that activated it were first scattered, was one of the weak points in the machine's history, which might afford us the opportunity to get close enough to examine it.
Okay, all well and good. And with all the evidence before me, I really can't see any way to discount you both as lunatics anymore. But you still haven't answered my question.
What question was that?
What on earth am I doing here?
You're the only expert on the cultures of Marinus. Cut off from the TARDIS's databanks, well, Guy and I can improvise very well, but even so, we really needed someone who knows about the history of this place.
I'm not a historian.
Well, no, but you could have studied the artifacts of past cultures here and thus.
No, sorry. Not an archaeologist either. Anthropologist. So I can tell you all about the social groupings on Marinus during my own time period. I can regale you with endless customs and folklores of the planet when it's contemporary to my life. But put me in the past, I'm really not that much help to you.
Isabel, don't sell yourself short.
I'm not. I'm just giving you a fair warning. The sort of knowledge I have might not be exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, well, you were kind of the best we could do.
Oh, how reassuring.
Come and watch. The fleet has begun its final approach on the island, the last refuge of the Guardians of the Golden Voice. Soon the conscience of Marinus shall be in our grasp, and the people of Marinus will be free.
So this is how it all happened.
Look at the attack pattern ships are in. It perfectly mirrors the shape of the image of protection, a religious outline erected by the people of Millennius in my time in order to ward off evil.
Yeah, all really fascinating, but right now I'm a lot more interested in what those guys are doing.
What?
There, on the beach. Figures erecting some sort of...
What is that? A weapon of some kind?
I'm not sure.
No matter. Our fleet is almost upon them. Nothing can stop us now, not when success is so near.
I recognize it, or its shape at any rate. One of the religions of the island belt uses the same shape for its temple altars.
What religion would that be?
Roughly translated, the name of their cult would be something like the Fishermen. They worship the Yamalwass, the only fish that manages to live within the Acid Sea.
Acid Sea?
Yes. There's one region on Marinus where the ocean, for a limited area, is composed entirely of...
Turn this ship about! Do it now or we're all doomed!
What are you talking about? This is the Vord's moment of victory. Now we will wipe the memory of the Golden Voice from the annals of history forever.
No, you don't understand. That weapon on the beach ahead.
What care I for the paltry weapons of the Guardians of the Golden Voice?
Doctor, they're activating it! That machine will affect the waters around us on a molecular level, altering their chemical composition, changing it from water into acid.
Acid?
The ultimate barrier to protect their machine. The ultimate defense. The only way for the Vord to get to and from the island is by boat, so they surround the island in an impassable sea of acid.
But we are so close now. We cannot give up.
Look around you. Look at these waves buffeting against the ship. Now imagine those waves turn to acid, eating through the hull, eating through us. We can't make it to the island in time, but if we turn back now, we may get out of range of the acid infection before it's too late.
But we cannot give up the fight.
If you go now, your movement will be swallowed forever. If you turn back, you can still carry on, live to fight another day. The machine, it's working. The sea's changing.
The advanced ships, look.
Retreat! All ships are to retreat immediately!
Doctor, we're turning.
The acid! It's gaining on us!
Come on, come on! We're not gonna make it!
It's too close, we can't!
Hold on! Everyone hold on!
The Vord cannot be defeated! We must survive! Marinus must be free! Three quarters of my fleet destroyed. The Vord army has been decimated.
But you survived, and a quarter of your followers still live to carry on the fight.
Yes, thanks to you. We will carry on. We will find a way through the Acid Sea, no matter how long we must struggle to do so. One day the Vord will capture the machine, and Marinus shall be free.
I wish you luck in that enterprise, but now I fear my friends and I must continue on our way.
Where are you going next?
Not sure, to be honest. This time zone was the best point my information suggested to give access to the machine. I suppose we'll have to go further into the past. Where or when, I can't say.
702 years ago, in the city of Morphat, the conscience of Marinus was first built. If it is knowledge of its workings that you seek, then I would go to the builders.
Thank you, that's it! Thank you, Yartek! Guy, Isabel, over here!
Myself, I do not care for the workings of that abomination. I wish only to see it destroyed.
Well, whatever else you may wish for in the times ahead, Yartek, I can tell you this. One day you will be responsible for the machine's destruction. But remember, the conscience is like a pharaoh's gold to its keepers. You may have to traverse a few obstacles even when you pass the acid sea.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your advice and your confidence in the might of the board.
What is it, Doctor?
Listen, if it's all the same with you and I wouldn't mind staying here for a few more days and taking some notes. The board culture is absolutely fascinating. And in my time period, there aren't any of them left to study. With material like this,
I'm afraid not, Isabel. Time, as ever, is of the essence. We need to get back to your present to stop the Marinus machine. But before we return, we need those schematics. I'm resetting the travel bracelets now. We're going further into the past, back to meet the builders of the Marinus machine.
The builders? Now this is interesting. Do you think we could get some writing materials along the way? Only you grabbed me so abruptly, I don't have anything to record the observations that I...
Coordinates set. Activating now.
Hey, now wait a minute.
Oh, come on, Isabel. We can talk about this more at our next destination.
Honestly, you two are the most unscientific companions I've ever been forced to...
God. May the engine of destruction lead your journey to completion, just as it shall lead the board to our victory. For we shall find a way through this ocean, even if it takes 1,000 years. And then Marinus shall be free. Yes, one day the daggers of the board will smite the custodians of the Golden Voice, and Marinus shall be free!
Work with in my entire professional career.
Well, your career can't be that long. You're still looking pretty young to me.
Was that a compliment or an insult?
Which would you rather it be?
I'll be quiet, both of you. We're here.
Where?
This is the city of Morphat. I think I've been here before.
So do I. It seems very...
familiar. Yeah, I find it familiar too.
But how can you? You've never been to Marinus before.
Soothing though, isn't it? Peaceful.
Yes.
No. This is a trap of some kind. You must fight the effects. Whatever this is, it's not... Ah!
The monsters will be pleased to have new subjects to experiment on.
In Marinus Alone Part 1, the Doctor was voiced by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Isabel McDaniel Sharon Marie Brown, Captain Marley David Hutchinson, Yartek Vitol Tietze, Toby the Chubby Ward, Jacob Aldridge, and X was voiced by Harmony Adams. Recording, post-production, sound design and CD mastering by Matthew Kapelke, music by Jerry Cooper, the series theme composed by Ron Grainer and realised by Robert Warnock, cover illustration and packaging design by Matthew Chambers, press and PR by David Hutchinson, recorded at BTR's Melton Road Studios. The script editor was Vitol Tietze, the producer was Matthew Kapelke, and the director was Vitol Tietze. This has been a BTR audio production, copyright 2004. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.